I'm home. You would not believe the traffic tonight. Let me just go wash my hands. Yeah, I'm washing my hands, don't worry. There. Nice and clean. Mind if I lay down next to you? Of course you don't. So, guess who had a very productive evening? No, I'm not telling you right away. You have to guess. Oh, fine. Let's just say someone who really liked to talk won't be talking anymore. Ever. And I brought you a little something. Ta-da! Yeah, I took it from him. I thought it'd look nice on your desk. What? Oh, don't make that face. You know I love to keep souvenirs. You want me to get rid of it? Ugh, fine. I'll throw it away. It's not like it was gonna be traced back to him or anything. I just thought you might like it. That's all. And it's something to remember what I, did tonight. Whatever. I'll get rid of it. Anyway, turn on the TV. I think the news might be on. Oh, look, that's me. Well, not me. Like me, but you know. Yep, that's the house where it happened. You should have seen him when I strapped him to the table and shined that light into his face. Damn, he screamed like a bitch. He acted so tough at first. But you'd be surprised how their attitude changes once they see my tools. Ugh. God, I hate that name they gave me. The Midnight Prowler. First off, my kills are between the hours of 7 to 10 at the latest. You think I want to be out that late? Who knows what kind of psychos roam the streets at night? And get this, they still think I'm a man. Just because I'm a little built, I mean, I kind of have to be. You know how heavy those guys can be when I need to carry their lifeless bodies? It's just kind of sexist for them to think a woman wouldn't be able to do it. Or even worse, that theory I saw on that Reddit page about me? You know the one. That one page full of my fans. They at least already guessed I'm a woman. But they think they know why I do what I do. She's probably just a poor, scorned woman getting revenge on men. Pfft. Yeah, right. As if I need some tragic backstory to do what I do. Why can't anyone just admit that I am enjoying myself? I guess if they knew the truth, they just think I was insane. But you don't look at me like that, though. Do you? No pity. No judgment. Right? Good. That's why I keep you around. Well, that and the way you look when you... Well, you know. So, anyway, tell me about your day. You helped someone at work today? Who? Oh, she's new. And you were showing her around? And training her? And you had lunch with her? It was her treat to thank you? What's her name? Cute name. I wonder what she'd look like under brighter light. What? I didn't mean anything by it. I was just thinking. Should I introduce her to my tools? Relax. I'm kidding. Mostly. No, don't give me that sweet little calm down voice. I'm calm. I just think people should know when they're trespassing. And she was, wasn't she? That smile you have, that's mine. Your time, mine. You, all mine. Say it. Say it again, like you mean it. Good boy. Did I scare you? I'm sorry, but you're so cute when you're terrified. It reminds me a little of my prey. You know, there's this moment when I'm out there, right before I finish someone. The air feels different, heavy. My heart's pounding. The whole world narrows down to just me, them, and the next breath they'll never take. It's intoxicating. Like standing at the edge of a cliff and leaning just far enough forward to feel the drop. And when my blade strikes and the light leaves their eyes, it's the greatest ecstasy you can imagine. But here's the funny part. Sometimes when I'm with you, when you've got me pressed just right, when you're looking at me like I'm the only thing in the world, and wondering if I'll attack you, it feels the same. Almost better. And I love it. Shh. Don't tense up, babe. It's just my baby. My little knife. You've seen her before. Relax. I wouldn't ruin something I love this much. But you? You will do what I say. Strip. Yes, now. Or maybe I should help you by cutting off those clothes. Shh. Don't shake so much, my love. You know I've got steady hands. There. See? Not so scary after all. God. The way you look right now, that's my favorite expression on you. Makes me want to pin you down and see if you beg like they do. Are you gonna beg because you're afraid? Or because you want me? I don't think your body knows the difference. Tracing my knife along your body. Don't move. I'm not gonna cut you. I think my baby here just wants to feel your skin against her. That's all. I think she likes you. You see how she's running down your body? I can tell your heart is racing. Are you really all that afraid? Your friend down here doesn't seem that scared. I'd say he's rather excited. It makes me wonder how many of my prey have this reaction before my baby here gets to know them better. But I'm about to give you a service I never give them. Don't squirm. I want to take my time. See? My victims never feel like this. They don't get adored. They just get ended. You're mine. Remember that. You belong to me. I can be nice to you, or I can be not so nice. Do you feel that? My knife resting right here against your thigh. One slip and I could paint this whole bed red. Oh, your cock is pulsating and twitching. But don't worry. That's not what you'll be spilling out for me tonight. Oh, you're trembling. Are you scared or excited? You're so hard for me, I can't tell the difference. I can feel your heart beating faster. You're getting ready to come, aren't you? Go ahead. Come for me. Let it all out in my mouth. Yes, you shot it all in my mouth. You know I always swallow. Yummy. How'd that feel, babe? Mixing fear and pleasure isn't so bad, is it? But we're not done yet. No, not by a long shot. Get hard again. Quickly. Did I stutter? Get your cock hard. Now. Wow. Good boy. It's impressive what fear can do to a man. Now just lie back and let me enjoy you. Climbing on top of you and sliding you inside of me. Ah, yes. God, the way you stretch me. Almost like cutting into flesh. But so much better. Look at you. Pinned under me. Helpless. Exactly where you belong. Out there, they beg for their lives. But here, you're begging me to go faster, harder. And I love watching you beg. Careful, babe. One slip in this knife will. One wrong move. And you know what could happen. But I won't end you. Because your body is mine. This cock is mine. You are mine. And so help me if I find out that bitch co-workers of yours over snaps, I'll make sure it'll be the last thing she ever does. Fuck, yes, look at that look on your face when I ride you. That's what I live for. Are you getting close? Not yet. Not until I say so. Give me your legs. Lift them up high for me so I can turn around and face the other way. Yeah. Roll over. Be a good boy and let me fuck you. That's better. I like the view you're giving me. Watching your back arch. Your hands gripping the sheets like you're holding on for dear life. God, it's perfect. I'm in charge. Your body does what I want. Fucking you harder, faster. Yes, yes. Beg for me again. Say you're mine. Say it. God, I could end you right now. But I won't. Ever. I want you to live. I want to do this to you again and again and again. You're mine. Until the end. Only mine. Now come for me. Do it. Give it to me. Every last drop belongs to me. God, it feels so good when you come inside me. Fuck. All of it. Inside me. Shh. Easy. Stay right there. Don't move. Look at you. All shaky. You have no idea how good you look right now. Come here. Let me hold you. Your heart's still racing. I can feel it. You know, nobody out there will ever understand this side of me. They'll write their little theories and docuseries trying to understand me. They'll never get what I'm really like, though. But you do. And that's why you're still breathing. Mwah. Forehead kisses, baby. Mwah. Love kissing your lips. I just don't want anyone else to touch you. I don't want anyone else to see this side of you. Just me. Always me. Did I scare you tonight? Good. You're so cute when you're terrified. My good boy. Now rest. Tomorrow they'll still be hunting the Midnight Prowler on TV. But they'll never catch me. You'll still have me around. And if you're good, I'll let you feel this again, and again, and again. Sleep up, babe. You're safe. For now.